From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 932nd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring Farron Young.
It's the thrill of your kiss that started all this. And like never before, I'm begging for more.
And more and more and more. And
whenever
more,
the music starts to fill the air, I reach for you and you are there in my heart. Again, I hold you dear. Suddenly, it's all so clear that love has finally come my way. Find it, my heart begins to skip a beat. I guess it knows my life's complete since I looked into those dreamy eyes. Soon begin to realize that love has finally come my way. Baby, the thrill of your kiss,
it
started all this. And like never before, I'm begging for more. Oh, I never thought that love could be so wonderful. But look at me when I start to get that certain glow. I want the whole wide world to know that love has finally come my way. Baby, the thrill of your kiss just started all this. And like never before, I'm begging for more. Oh, I never thought that love would be so wonderful. But look at me when I start to get that certain glow. I want the whole wide world to know that love has finally come my way. Yes, love has finally come my way.
Thank you, folks. Thanks just a whole lot. And once again, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
On deck tonight, Rod Brassfield, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sirree. And our special guests for this session of Grand Ole Opry, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Yes, sirree. Well, sir, I kind of fooled you because they're not coming out right now. They're going to be out a little later on. But coming out right now are four real wonderful boys that I think the world of, and I'd like to say four great singing voices that blend up a hit every time they make a record for the Capitol Record folks. Here they are singing one of their newest releases that's hitting real big all over this wonderful United States. It's one called Each Day. Let's make them welcome the Jordanaires. Yes, sir.
Each day.
Sweeter. Each day you dress a little neater. Believe me, I don't mean baby. I really, really love you, baby.
Each day I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I'll do anything that you tell me to.
I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I'll buy you a ring and a big part too.
I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I always want to be close to you.
I really, really love you, baby.
In the morning and the evening and the night time too.
I really, really love you, baby. Each day I really, really love you, baby.
Each time you call me honey, my heart start acting funny. You are my one desire. I really, really love you, baby.
Each day I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I'll do anything that you tell me to.
I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I'll buy you a ring and a big part too.
I really, really love you, baby.
Well, I always want to be close to you.
I really, really love you, baby.
In the morning and the evening and the night time too.
I really, really love you, baby. Each day I really, really love you, baby. I really, really love you, baby. Each day.
that's real great, fellas. The Jordanaires. Now, what do you say we bring out those special guests I was talking about just a moment ago? Roll out the old welcome mat for them. Here they are, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Yes, sir. Well, by golly, it's good to see you folks, and glad to have you here at the Grand Ole Opry microphone, too.
Thank you, Farron.
You know, I'm not going to sit up here gabbing, Wilma Lee. I want you to come up here, honey, and tell us where you folks are going to be playing at and where folks can be seeing y'all for the next few days.
All right, Farron. Tomorrow we're going to be in Newark, Ohio. Wednesday we're going to be in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Thursday we're going to be in Martinsville, Virginia. Saturday, Morgantown, Pennsylvania. Next Sunday, Reed's Ferry, New Hampshire. And the rest of the week in the New England states.
Boy, you've got a fine memory. And I hope all those folks up there remember to come out and see you and Stoney and your entire Grand Ole Opry show, because you'll be promised a wonderful show every time of Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Right now, what do you say? Let's give them a sample of some singing that you're going to be doing up there. What would you like
to do? Alrighty, here's a song we'll be doing up there tomorrow, and we're going to do it here now, called Cheated Too.
That's a good one. Let her go.
You think that you're the only one to have a broken heart. You think that you're the only one to be cheated from the start. But darling, let me tell you now the heartaches you've gone through will not compare with what I've known, cause I've been cheated too. Cheated in the past by another one, and it made me blue. Perhaps we can forget the past and start a life anew. If you'll remember that you're mine and I belong to you. We'll never speak of unkind words and once made our life blue. And then we never have to say that I've been cheated too. Cheated in the past, but another one it made me blue.
Oh, that's real fine, folks. Thank you.
And thank you, Farron. You know, I get an extra kick out of coming to visit at the Opry.
Which is?
No matter where I turn, everybody's enjoying Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Everybody's getting the same pleasure and downright comfort that I get out of my pipe smoking.
Well, you sound 100% right with all the rest of the fellows around here, Stoney, because all the Opry stars enjoy PA. We like the way PA is always fresh, always cool smoking, and always comfortable. And frankly, that's why we recommend it to all of our opera friends, because we know that PA keeps all the flavor nature puts into tobacco, then brings it out even richer and finer. And we know, too, that it's crimp cut to burn long, even and cool.
And you know, Macon man, PA's crimp cuts sure let you roll a smooth-looking, smooth-smoking cigarette every time. With Prince Albert and the OCB paper, you enjoy a great Macon cigarette.
Yes, sirree. Pipe smokers and Macon men enjoy the natural tobacco taste of rich, fresh Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Well, it's time now for some good old Grand Ole Opry square dancing. So, Wilma Lee, you and Stoney get a partner over and let's join in on Mississippi Sawyer.
Oh, swing again, oh, you go, go, partner, right hand, let's pass that grand right hand. Oh, swing out of the show, partner, turn right back the other way. Oh, Mama let him step out. So don't be slow, hurry.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. You know, just a few months ago this year, we came across a real beautiful song in the religious vein. I liked it so much that I didn't rest until I had it recorded for the Seaside Library folks and also for Capitol Records. I hope that you folks will be hearing it quite a bit up around in your hometown. I know that you're going to hear it tonight because with the help of the wonderful Jordan Ayers and Mrs. Millie Kirkham, we'd like to do one for you called The Shrine of Saint Cecilia.
Our home is a shambles, all I've treasured is gone. The town seems deserted, everyone so forlorn. A storm came from up above, but somehow it missed the shrine of Saint Cecilia. The bells in the chapel never ring anymore. Clock in the steeple can't tell time as before. But up on the hillside stands a place heaven blessed, the shrine of Saint Cecilia. Each day at eventide, when I seek haven from my daily care, find me by her side. It seems so peaceful there. I kneel in my solitude and silently pray that heaven will protect you, and there'll come a day the storm will be over and it will meet again at the shrine of Saint Cecilia. At the shrine of Saint Cecilia.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you very much. Well, sir, I think we've had a fair share of singing tonight, but not too much picking, so we'll just take care of that right now with RCA Victor's Top Guitar Man. Here's a tune called Johnson Rag, the one and only Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Yes, sir. Mighty fine, Chet. Thank you very much. Now, neighbors, what do you say that we just throw caution to the wind and bring on the wildest teller of tall tales within 500 miles of anywhere? Here's Hornwall's gift to the Grand Ole Opry, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. Howdy, Fern Young,
howdy,
Sheriff.
Rod Fern Brassville.
Young, Fern Young, glad to see you.
Glad to see you, Rod Brassville.
Boy, it's a sure rain today, ain't it?
It sure has.
Little old creek runs by our house, and it's rained so much today, that creek got so high we could see under it.
Oh. Now, listen, Rod Brassville, don't you come out here telling me.
Now, you stop calling me Rod Brassville. I got a new name, a new nickname.
Oh, a new nickname?
Just call me old Lamplight Brassville from now on.
What do you want to be called Lamplight for?
Well, there's every gal in town that's turned me down.
Oh. They ought to turn
hey,
you
Fern, I just found out something. I'll see if you know. Do you know the definition of divorce?
Divorce? No.
Yeah. That's the high cost of leaving.
The high Rod Brassville, I'm getting tired of you giving me such a bad time, but I want to tell you something just for your own good.
Don't handle me rough, boy. I bruise easy.
You do. Well, I want to tell you something. Just the other night, I was driving down past your girlfriend Susie's house.
Yeah?
And you know, you sit in that parlor and kind of spark with her a little bit. Well, when I was driving by there, I went by last night. You had the shade up, and I could see you in there making love to her, and kissing her and hugging her.
Buddy, I got news for you.
What?
Joke's on you. I wasn't even over at Susie's last night. Excuse me. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, that don't even make sense.
That's what you don't
Well, mean. I don't care. She's so dumb, she ain't got no sense.
All right.
That gal is the dumbest woman I ever seen in my life. Her uncle, George, died about 2 weeks ago, and she went to Mr. Will Pollock that runs a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Asked him how much he charged to run a death notice in his paper.
Oh.
He told her, says, 60 cents an inch. About... And she says, my goodness, and he was 6 feet tall.
Oh, she's dumb.
She is dumb. Did I ever tell you about the first time I ever met Susan?
No, you didn't. I'd like to hear it.
Fern, I was working in a drugstore, see?
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a blacksmith in the ice cream department.
Now, wait a minute. You was a blacksmith in an ice cream parlor?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Shooing flies.
Oh.
No kidding, Fern. I was working in the drugstore. See, I was a soda jerk.
Is that a soda jerk?
Yeah.
You got the last part right. You a jerk, all right.
Yeah, I'm the biggest one I know. You shut up. I was working there in that there soda jerk department, see?
Yeah.
And Susie and another gal come in, and I asked them what they wanted, and this girl said she'd have a Coca-Cola, and I fixed it for her. Huh? I turned to Susie, I says, what do you have, ma'am? She says, give me a double, I says, what do you have, ma'am? What do you have? She says, give me a double, So I just fixed her a nut sundae. Fern, you know something? That gal is knock-kneed, too.
Knock-kneed?
She is so knock-kneed, her knees talk to each other.
Oh.
Yes, sir. She passed me the other day, and I heard one knee say to the other, and you let me buy this time, and I'll let you buy next time. Yeah, that's good.
I'd be ashamed of myself. Call
she is not needed. She got a brother that's bow-legged.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, man, he is so bow-legged he couldn't head a sow in a ditch.
Oh, Roger.
He's bow-legged and she's not needed. When they stand on the corner together, they spell ox. O-X. But you know something, Fern? I love that gal.
I bet you do
love her, Ronnie. Oh, I love that gal. She sends me, boy. She sends me.
Oh, she sends you,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she sends me. My trouble is getting back. You didn't know her folks, did you?
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, she come from a fine family.
Is that right?
Her daddy was chief of the fire department at home for 50-odd years or more.
How about that?
Yeah, and when he died, the people got together and erected a beautiful tombstone for him, Mark.
They did?
Had a beautiful inscription on it.
Sure enough, what did it say, Rod?
It says, gone.
Gone?
Gone.
Gone?
Gone to his last fire. Hey, Fern, come on, go home with me. My gal Susie's gonna bake me a pie tonight, and I'm just dying to taste the filling.
That's important.
Flitter, you know it is. Filling's always the most important. For instance, now, what do you pack your pipe with?
Why, Prince Albert's smoking tobacco, of course.
See, you fill your pipe with the tastiest, finest tobacco that there is.
Oh, now I got you, Rod. I got you. You know, fellas sure go for PA's freshness and coolness, his comfortable smoking, and the way that it's crimp cut to burn nice, lazy, and even. But best of all, they go for PA's taste. Only PA keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco. and then lifts it up to a fine, natural, richer taste.
And you making men, don't forget, Prince Albert and an OCB paper is your best way to treat your next making cigarette and yourself.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
All right, sir, neighbors, now we're going to move right along here with some more good, fine country music and picking. So what do you say about a nice round of applause? Smack your hands real hard, and we'll get our special guests back out of here. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Yes, sir.
Thank you, folks.
What y'all going to do for us this time, Stoney?
Well, I tell you, we got a song here I reckon was specially written for the ladies out there.
For the ladies?
Yeah. Huh? It's an unusual song, but I hate to even talk about it here.
Let's get... Wilma, you tell, what's the matter? What's the name
I
of the song?
I don't mind talking about it a bit. It's called This Thing Called Man.
Oh, no, no.
As I sit here alone and lonely, many things come to my mind. Life together's been unhappy, seems we're fighting all the time. I don't know what makes you tick, I just don't even understand what the good Lord put together when he made this thing called man. Why don't you live and love the way that it was meant to be? Take my life, my heart, my soul, but give a little back to me. I don't know what makes you tick, I just don't even understand what the good Lord put together when he made this thing called man. Your pride stand in the way of everything you try to do. If you were humble as you should be, then peace of mind would come to you. I don't know what makes you tick, I just don't even understand what the good Lord put together when he made this thing called man. Why don't you live and love the way that it was meant to be? Take my life, my heart, my soul, but give a little back to me. I don't know what makes you tick, I just don't even understand what the good Lord put together when he made this thing called man.
All right, so thanks so much to some wonderful guests, and we hope you'll come back real soon, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Well, sir, for my money, no night at the Opry would be complete without some tender song from a good friend of ours. And I just want you to listen to the beautiful voice this feller has and the heartwarming lyrics to a song called Free a Little Bird, as it can be sung only by String Bean.
I was found a pretty little bird. I'd never build my nest on the ground. I'd build my nest in a hollow tree where the bad boys had never tied down. I'm a free little bird as I can be. I'm a free little bird as I can be. I'm sitting by the roadside alone all the day. There's nobody cares for me. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I wished I was a little honeybee. I'd never steal the honey from a comb. I'd steal a kiss from a two lover's lips and to the house I'd go. I'm a sweet little bird, sign B. I'm a sweet little bird, sign B. I'm sitting by the roadside moaning all the day. There's nobody cares for me.
All right, thank you very much, String Bean. By golly, I'll tell you, things just won't be the same now. You know, folks, just a short while ago, we recorded a new song with the Capitol Record, folks. This is the backside of our song called Love Has Finally Come My Way, and I'd like to add personally my thanks to the wonderful disc jockeys and people all over the United States and Canada that have bought this record and made it such the big record that it is being right now. Thank you very much. We'd like to do the other side for you right now, one with the help of the Jordanaires and Mrs. Millie Kirkham. Moonlight Mountain. I'm all alone on Moonlight Mountain. We used to drive up Moonlight Mountain, park all along in the dark, so close to stars it did appear that heaven must be somewhere near the top of Moonlight Mountain. We listened to the radio.
We listened to the radio.
The city lights were far below.
The city lights were far below.
And in your arms, all I knew was what I wished to know. So here am I on Moonlight Mountain, parked all along. My dreams have turned to memories. I'll spend so many hours like these alone on Moonlight Mountain. My dreams have turned to memories. I'll spend so many hours like these alone on Moonlight Mountain. Thank you, folks. Thank you very, very much. And we hope that you had a fine time of visiting at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. We hope that you'll be on hand again next week, same time and place, when we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be the singing ranger, Hank Snow. And Hank's guest is everybody's favorite, George Jones. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, ever think what makes for popularity? Just think of the most popular person you know. I don't mean a screen star or celebrity. Just a friend who's good to have around. Bet you agree with me that a person like that's popular because he adds to the fun and enjoyment of living. You know, it's the same way with Camels. They add to the fun of whatever you're doing. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. No other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels. That's why more people today select Camels than any other brand. Discover for yourself the difference between just smoking and Camels. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.